two more people have been arrested in connection to a massive counterfeit vaping cartridge manufacturing operation in southeastern Wisconsin. The mother of two brothers accused of being behind the operation was arrested for allegedly allowing them to use her real estate office to assemble the cartridges. Another woman is being held on possible charges of manufacturing or delivering marijuana. Jacob and Tyler Huffines were arrested back in mid-September. At the time, law enforcement said their cartridge operation could be one of the biggest in the country. Our next guest has been reporting on this story, joins us now to give us an update on what's happening. Raquel Rutledge is an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Raquel, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob.
Before we get to the new arrests, remind us of the original arrests and the scope of this bootleg cartridge ring.
Yeah, the original arrests happened earlier in September when Kenosha police, working in tandem with the folks from Waukesha, executed a search warrant at a couple of places down in Kenosha, one at a condominium that was rented by Tyler Huffines under a fake name, which was also being managed by his mother, Courtney Huffines. And that operation was police found in that condo, roughly 90,000 cartridges that were empty, 30-some thousand that were filled. Just a massive operation with THC oil, 57 jars of THC oil, and just, like I said, a massive operation underway at that condominium and also at the home in Paddock Lake where the brothers lived. Tyler Huffines and his brother Jacob Huffines lived with their mother and grandfather. They also found cash and weapons and marijuana and other things at their place as well.
So the two brothers had been arrested originally. Talk about the more recent arrests.
Well, just in the last 2 days, we've had Courtney Huffines, as I said, that is the mother. She's 43, and she is a longtime real estate agent in the Union Grove and other areas around. We're seen in Kenosha. And then also a 19-year-old, soon-to-be 20-year-old young woman, Hannah Curdy, was also arrested. She, according to the criminal complaint filed today, she was involved with filling the cartridges at the real estate office in July and August of this year. So a short time for her to be involved, according to the criminal complaint. But that's all. It doesn't have a lot of new information in it from her.
And this is all going on as health officials are trying to track down these mysterious illnesses linked to vaping, to e-cigarettes, and it appears more and more likely linked to these bootleg cartridges coming from somewhere and probably THC. What are you watching for on that end of this whole illegal vaping story?
Yeah, I just hung up with the folks from the CDC and FDA. They had a conference call and where they said this is not declining. This outbreak is not declining. They have had an additional 275 cases reported in the last 2 weeks. They consider it a very concerning outbreak. They have now more than 1,000. It's 1,080 confirmed or probable confirmed cases. The average age of the illnesses is 23. Vast majority are male. 70% are male. There have been 18 deaths now reported and linked to this. And so what they will say still is they don't have an answer. So it's not what we want to hear at this point, but they have not narrowed it down. So while they, are a lot of the folks have reported using THC with or without nicotine, when you look at the statistics, it's 36% say they were vaping THC oils only, whereas like 17% said nicotine only. So there's a lot of questions out there. Still, it also comes in the wake of a report from Mayo, where there's a doctor there that did 17 lung biopsies, and he's finding something a little bit different than what was originally thought, where everyone was kind of looking toward this vitamin E acetate, which was thought to be causing this pneumonia-type lipioid pneumonia. These lung biopsies are now showing like a toxic inhalation injury, which is a little bit different and actually goes back to what I had written about 4 years ago. When I first started writing about vaping, which is there's some chemicals that can cause this major lung injury that basically causes swelling, inflammation, and scarring to build up, and that blocks the airways. So a lot of questions out there still.
And that the last thing you just mentioned, the thing you wrote about 4 years ago, is that something that might also be in legal, not illegal, not just illegal, but legal vaping products?
Absolutely. We did some testing here at the Journal Sentinel And other tests have been done subsequently that have found these two chemicals, diacetyl and 2,3-pentanedione, which are known to cause, in occupational settings, major, major lung damage. They've been responsible for deaths of microwave popcorn workers, as well as injuring coffee workers, which is something we wrote about also. And they are definitely can be found. We found that some of the liquids that claim to not have them in there actually do have them in there because they're just not testing at sensitive enough levels. Whereas when we did sensitive testing, we found it. So, like I said, a lot of questions, and those chemicals are known to cause lung damage.
Talking to Raquel Rutledge, investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, following two threads on vaping stories. One, mysterious vaping linked illnesses around the country, and thread two, arrests of a major bootleg vaping ring with THC cartridges here in Wisconsin. Raquel, I'm guessing those two threads, the dots are not connected between them, right? We're not at a point where anybody's saying the Huffines operation is linked to these incidents of illness. Do I have that right?
We are not there, and I suspect it's going to be difficult to prove. But what I can tell you is that Leslie Vasey, the assistant district attorney from Waukesha, who is acting as a special prosecutor in the Kenosha case, she said that they handed over 160 cartridges from the Huffines operation to the FDA for testing, because basically they're testing, you know, at the law enforcement level locally is basically, hey, does this actually contain THC? With the FDA, of course, is looking for what else is in there that could, if anything else, you know, could be potentially leading to these injuries. So that is not known.
So we've got two additional arrests in this Huffines case here in Wisconsin of these, again, bootleg vaping products. Is that expected to be the end of the arrests, or could there be more to come?
According to Leslie Basie, there could be more. It sounds like, well, we know from Tyler Huffines, from the criminal complaint against him, he told authorities that, you know, he was working with at least 10 people there that were involved. And we know there are a couple of confidential informants that are helping law enforcement with this. So I suspect they've got several more names on their list, would be my guess.
And I imagine this is not the only illegal vaping operation in the country or the state. Law enforcement is law enforcement looking for other operations like these?
Yeah, well, they turn out, I mean, I wrote about one about, I guess, 4 or 5 weeks ago, one that was being run out of an operation at a high-end condo complex right in downtown Milwaukee. And those guys were making $2 million a month selling these cartridges. They found, I think it was, if I was going by memory here, but I think it was, they found maybe close to 20,000 cartridges in their operation there, and they were doing the counterfeiting thing as well. So that was one bust that happened. Like I said, that was in April, I think. And then there have been other smaller ones. You know, every few weeks there are some. So it seems to be an easy startup. You can buy the fake packaging online very cheaply, and you can buy these empty cartridges very cheaply. So to start up this operation is not all that difficult, and there's just so much money to be made that I think law enforcement suspects it's much a wider of a problem than we see right now.
Raquel, can you give us some of the commonly used names that we've seen, at least most recently, these packaging, maybe just as a service for parents, teachers, and others to watch out for?
Yeah, I mean, really, frankly, all of this stuff can be counterfeited. I mean, Juul, everyone's talked about Juul, but, you know, that's just the legal big, you know, nicotine popular brand. That can be there are counterfeit Juuls out there. The Dank Vapes is a company that has gotten a lot of attention because it's not a company, actually. It's just it turns out that is a brand that is on a lot of the cartridges that were found locally. And actually, they talked about it nationally as well. It's not even a company. It just turned out to be like that's a brand that a counterfeit package that was made that everyone thinks is a brand. And there's no company behind it. So, as you know, there are all kinds of strains and advertisements for different flavors and strains out there. So right now, CDC and FDA are both saying, you know, this stuff just cannot be trusted, even if it comes from a legitimate dispensary. You know, in states where THC is legal, even those have been attributed to a couple of illnesses on the West Coast. So they're not having a lot of confidence in any of these products and just really are cautioning folks to stay away from them because you cannot eyeball it. You can't guess. You can't look at it and say, oh, I feel like this one is going to be safe. You just don't know.
Raquel, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date on this.
Thank you for your interest in this story.
That's Raquel Rutledge, investigative reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She joins us today to give us an update on a counterfeit vaping cartridge case in southeastern Wisconsin, along with other recent arrests of similar operations and the ongoing questions about the health hazards of vaping, especially when it comes to bootleg products. Though, as she says, there are questions about all kinds of vaping. Want to hear from you if you've encountered these bootleg vaping cartridge products in your community, your family, your school. Email ideas@wpr.org.